Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Senator Mitt Romney said that he is a religious man, but he never said that he was a Christian. That's the headline. Ed Decker comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As you and I would believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of the true God, the biblical God, is the one that we must put our trust in after we admit we're sinners and need a Savior, and Jesus Christ accomplished that on the cross when he was crucified, buried, and then resurrected from the dead.
Well, that's not what Mitt Romney believes, or any believing Mormon. I mean, they believe that Jesus Christ is a literal brother of Lucifer, and that the Council of Gods, prior to peopling this earth, had a big vote, and Jesus was elected to be our Savior by a vote. Of course, Lucifer got angry, and a third of all the children of God in this planet near Kolob went into rebellion, and they are bad devils and the demons who come to harass the good people. But he believes in his godhood. Jesus came to earth, according to Mormonism. When he died, he didn't die to save our sins. He suffered for our sins in Gethsemane, the Mormons teach, in order to allow us to be obedient to the Mormon God and the Mormon Church. And there Jesus gives us resurrection so that we can be judged for our works. And if our works are better than our sins, then we get to go to one of three degrees of glory. The highest, of course, is the celestial kingdom, where Mitt plans on becoming a god and giving as many goddess wives. I truly believe that Mitt took this position to vote against the President of the United States, to be making a push to change his from being Republican to a Democrat or an independent, and actually hoping that he'll be put in place to save the nation in this election. I think he's running for president right now.
Ed Decker explaining why Senator Romney is not a Christian and made his vote as he did in the Trump impeachment trial, and it's because he wants to be president. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ed's report is based upon in-depth research on Mormonism. Ed understands the interest in the government of America and its leadership by Mormon people. It's because he knows that the Mormons believe that one day a Mormon political leader will save the United States from total destruction and lead America into the future. That is not a truly biblical scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. In the future, it will be God's plan and his will that will come about. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. And that is the prophecy that will be fulfilled in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...